Grossar, welcome to Tales of Wales. This is a Throwback Thursday episode, which when we look back through the vaults of our past episodes. So if you're a first-time listener and you're up to date with the most recent ones, this is a chance to go back to our old episodes. And you can find the link to the episode in the description of this episode. I've said episode a lot there. Or if you're a long-time listener...
Also, the clips we usually put are nothing to do with the title because it's just us talking shite. But it gives you a taster of what we're talking about.
We're re-recording this because you must have been sick of the three intros we've done for ages. So no further ado, here's this week's episode. So anyway, we'll move on from you being a feisty boy from tech issues. But I thought we should probably tell the listeners about our brilliant nicknames from our school, which were so... my partner was asking me, like, oh, what was your nickname at school? And I told her my one. But I was thinking how shit all of our nicknames were for other people. And I'll start off with one of the ones I had. What I had was ankle biters, because I grew really quickly. So my trousers went to like so far up my legs, so like it looked like, so I don't know why they got ankle biters, because your ankles are biting to get your trousers back down, and so I was like, I went from like 5'5" to like 6 foot really quickly, and my mum didn't buy me new trousers, so I had these absolute swinging ankles running around. This boy Tom,
someone just saw you, your ankles were exposed to the light, and I'm having him.
He said, "Why don't you put some jam on your ankles? Invite your trousers down for tea." It was such a good slam.
That is a great slam. It is pretty good. A slam beyond its years as well, because like someone that young should be able to.
I know, it's a proper old man thing to say, isn't it? Put some jam on your ankles, invite your trousers down for tea, is it, son?
Well, in the same vein, to give just so you're not putting yourself on the chopping block here, I used to have everyone. Well, not maybe not everyone, but most people who are listening to this. I've probably seen The Inbetweeners, and they probably know Simon and his hairstyle.
you had the absolute wave.
Everyone used to say, some people used to say, I copied Simon. No, mate, Simon copied me, all right? I was the originator of that fucking hairstyle.
It was like an ocean of like hair coming at you.
Yeah, with the tidal wave was one of the
wet look gel.
Yeah, Tidal Wave was one of them. I got one of them, it was called Runway, right? And one time, some guy, imagine if you will, hold your hand in front of you, put down your index finger and your ring finger. So you just got your thumb, your middle, and your little finger up. Someone did that over my head and went, as if a plane was coming off it. I thought that was pretty good.
That is good gear.
That was good stuff.
We also had, I was thinking some of the other ones we used to, like our friends we used to call. So sadly, one of the boys had like quite, he had a big head, so it looked like Alien, but instead of calling him just Alien, they used to call him AVP for Alien versus Predator.
Oh god, yeah, that was great. At one point, he did look a bit like a mix of both as well, sci-fi nuts out there.
But some of them were, so I wrote them down, so like one of them was just called Poo Suit, because he wore a tracksuit that was brown, so it was Poo Suit.
So good. I know who that is. Yeah,
one boy wore a trucker's cap, so we used to call him Trucker. So we just track her. I was ankle
one guy, biters. Do you remember, you'll know who I'm on about now. He got punched in the face one time in some sort of scuffle, and he had a really big fat lip. So someone just called him Fish.
Yeah. Do you remember? There was someone called Jordan who we just called Gordon, which I found so good.
Yeah.
And we used to elongate the
G. We'd never go, Gordon.
Hello, Gordon. How are you doing, Gordon? And he also had
came with a whole gesture, if I remember, with your hands. You had to do like a Gordon, and you'd like sort of rip your hand up
but then also he had a big chin, so they used to call him the Crimson Chin, and then he'd pull that into you elongate your chin by putting your hands out and go, oh, hello, Gordon.
Do you remember they used to call him Njordan as well? And what they used to do is they used to act like his chin was a flute, and they'd like play it like a flute and go, Njord.
Njord. What's funny is he was quite a tough kid as well. So it's like anyone would just get bullied for anything. One of our friends was called Stone, and that could turn to Stank, and then Stank to Stench. And it just went on for it. But they were so shit, the nicknames were. But every single person had at least like 2 to 3 nicknames, didn't they?
Oh, definitely. I remember one time there was a guy, and dare I say, was a bit of a thicko in our year. We were in PE, right, getting changed and everything. And I had my nicknames. I had Tidal Wave, I had Runway, right? So imagine my fringe, if you like, just pointing up, right, like to the North Star. And this guy went, "Hey, I got a new nickname for you, Jack. Acorn, ha ha ha, Acorn." And I was like, "Acorn?" And I was running through my mind all these scenarios, like, is it like the little tiny bit on the top of an acorn when it's fallen off the trees? I was like, that seems a bit specific. And everyone in the thing, in the change room was going, "What do you want about?" And he went, "You know, like a horse with a big like horn on it." And everyone went, "Unicorn, you fucking idiot, unicorn." And everyone, and then exactly the crosshairs shifted from me back to him. And I was like, thank God for
that. It's so good, isn't it? When the crosshairs were on you, and then... Yeah. Right, so like divine, the target misses, and they go, "Oh, it's such a good feeling there. We've survived another scathe in
the school." The shark smell blood in the water and go for the fucking next guy. Yeah, it's